The Holy Rosary with meditations on the spiritual life from the papal addresses and writings of Pope John Paul II, Vicar of Christ, arranged according to the 20 mysteries of the Holy Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For an increase of faith, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase of hope, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase of love, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. The fruit of this mystery is sorrow for sin.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Sin is to ignore, trample upon, and transgress wise and useful rules that the Lord has given us. It is disorder and ruin. It tempts us, that is, urges us not to believe in God, not to listen to his fatherly invitations, to prefer our desires to his friendship.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The frequent appeal to the Church to conversion, like the appeal of Jesus, is based on the certainty that nothing will improve, not even the structures of human society, if man does not improve from within.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
There is a radical poverty where God does not live in the heart of the man, enslaved by power, by pleasure, by money, by violence.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Among the many painful social phenomena of our times, one can note the trampling upon the basic rights of the human person, the first of these being the right to life and to a worthy quality of life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It is necessary to rediscover the sense of sin, the loss of which is connected with a more radical and secret loss of the sense of God. A consciousness of sin calls us continuously to conversion.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When man accuses himself before God, that confession of guilt, born of repentance, united in the sacrament of reconciliation to the blood of the Lamb, brings victory.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thanks to Christ's supreme sacrifice, divine pardon is available to all sinners. This pardon is accessible to all people.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At the root of the moral evils that divide and wound society is sin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It must not be forgotten that venial sins can inflict dangerous wounds on the sinner. How extremely appropriate it is that these sins be forgiven also through the sacrament of penance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In order to live spiritually, man must remain in communion with the supreme principle of life, who is God. He is the ultimate end of man's existence and actions. Sin is a disorder perpetrated by man against this life principle.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging and the pillar. The fruit of this mystery is purity.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us remember that a person, must above all be beautiful interiorly. Without this interior harmony, all efforts aimed at the body alone would not make one a truly beautiful person.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
True joy flourishes in good, pure hearts, rich in the Lord's grace.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I ask you to accept your responsibilities in the Church, the responsibility of your Catholic education, to help by your words and above all by the examples of your lives to spread the gospel. You do this by praying and by being just and truthful and pure.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Conversion, by its very nature, is the condition for union with God, a union which reaches its greatest expression in the Eucharist. Our union with Christ in the Eucharist presupposes, in turn, that our hearts are set on conversion, that they are pure.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Accept your suffering as God's embrace and turn it into a blessing by accepting it from His fatherly hand. In His inscrutable wisdom and love, He is using this to bring about your perfection. It is in the furnace that ore turns into gold. It is in the press that the grape becomes wine.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
There exists in each of us a moral sense which leads us to discern what is good and what is evil and is able to guide our steps along the path of good. Our sense of dignity comes from interior fidelity to conscience and truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Your duty is to be the light that shines on the lampstand and the salt that gives flavor and preserves from corruption.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The soul also, like good soil, requires constant care to bear fruit. It must welcome into itself the seed of the Word of God, taught by the Church. It must be irrigated frequently with the sacraments which pour grace into us. There is no more important cultivation than this.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the Christian view, chastity by no means signifies rejection of human sexuality or lack of esteem for it. Rather, it signifies a spiritual energy that is capable of defending love from the perils of selfishness and to advance it toward its full realization.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Every man who lives in contact with God and his mysteries becomes like him in sanctity, in beauty, in blessedness. That is, a man according to the original plans of his Creator. He is at the source of all that is good, and all that is beautiful, and all that is holy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns. The fruit of this mystery is courage.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The world esteems and respects the courage of ideas and the strength of virtues. Do not be afraid to refuse words, acts, attitudes which are not in conformity with Christian ideals. Be courageous in rejecting what destroys your innocence or wilts the freshness of your love for Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
God's love alone is stronger than all the world's fears and can conquer them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Entrust yourselves to the grace of the Lord, who cries within us and for us, courage! Victory over the world will be Christ's. Do you want to take his side in this battle of love, animated by invincible hope and courageous fortitude?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Remember that God knows our troubles. God loves you. He is close to you. He understands you. Trust in him, and in this certainty find the courage and the joy to carry out your duty lovingly and joyfully.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open your hearts to God. God loves you. Christ loves you. The Mother of God loves you. The Church and the Pope loves you and urges you to yield to the overwhelming power of love that can overcome all obstacles and build anything whatsoever.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Love is mightier than sin. It is stronger than death. It is ever ready to raise up, to forgive, to go out and meet the prodigal son. This revelation of merciful love takes form and name within the history of the human race. His name is Jesus Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Christian vocation is sublime and demanding, and we could not live it unless the Spirit of God gave us the light to understand and the strength needed for action. But Christ has also assured us of his help. Know that I am with you always, until the end of the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Courage and prudence should be derived from our unconditional trust in the love which Christ at all times gives to his church, and the fidelity which he shows to all those who try to be constantly faithful to him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
By acknowledging Christ, you partake of a life that has conquered all anxiety and despair and even death itself. For in the resurrection of Christ, God has given us the cross as a sign of hope and victory over all suffering, sin, and the decay of death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Holy Spirit can inspire you to face the future with ever greater trust and divine grace. You are charged with the world of tomorrow. It is by fully and courageously understanding your responsibilities that you will be able to overcome all existing difficulties.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. The fruit of this mystery is patience.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
God keeps his promise, says St. Paul. Therefore, grief, deprivation, and adversity are trials which can spur one on to greater fidelity, to perseverance in the Catholic faith, to the maintenance of one's own distinct spiritual character.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus Christ is the companion of your pain, and you are his companions on his way to the cross. There is no tear you have to shed alone, and none you shed in vain. The sign of the cross is the best possible indication that your work is not without fruit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Suffering contains a special call to virtue which man must exercise on his own part, and this is the virtue of perseverance in bearing whatever disturbs and causes harm. In doing this, the individual unleashes hope.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It is precisely suffering permeated by the Spirit of Christ's sacrifice that is the irreplaceable mediator and author of the good things which are indispensable for the world's salvation. It is suffering more than anything else which clears the way for the grace which transforms human souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus Christ can sustain your hopes and dispel your anxieties. He alone can show you the meaning of your daily toil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our serene conviction about the immortality of the soul, the future resurrection of the body, and the eternal accountability for one's acts is the most certain way to strengthen our perseverance and determination on the paths of good.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Patience does not mean inactivity or resignation. It takes into account the persevering effort which is continually made, proceeding ahead in the light of the gospel teaching about the seed which grows and sprouts according to the rhythms willed by God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The education in the faith by parents should begin with the child's early years. It already gets underway when the members of the family help one another grow in faith by the Christian witness, often silent by persevering, of a daily life lived according to the gospel.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The eloquence of the cross and death is completed by the eloquence of the resurrection. Man finds in the resurrection a completely new light, which helps him to go forward through the thick darkness of humiliations, doubts, hopelessness, and persecution.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
God wants us to emerge victorious from these struggles. Therefore, He gives us the help we need. In all these difficult situations, let prayer, the source of light and strength and the nourishment of Christian hope, never be neglected.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell,
lead all souls to heaven,
especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion. The fruit of this mystery is self-denial.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Whoever would preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the Gospel's will preserve it. These words of Christ are mysterious and even seem contrary to common sense, but they cease to be mysterious once we decide to put them into practice.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
By his resurrection, Christ clearly manifested the God of merciful love, because he had taken the cross on himself as the way to the resurrection. Consequently, when we recall the cross of Christ and his passion and death, our faith and hope are directed to the risen Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
By enduring the toil of work in union with Christ crucified for us, man in a way collaborates with the Son of God for the redemption of humanity. He shows himself a true disciple of Christ by carrying the cross in his turn every day in the activity that he is called upon to perform.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The ultimate cause of suffering and injustice is sin, especially the sin of inordinate love of self. If man, as it were, crucifies the love of self, he overcomes that sluggishness which makes him want to love himself alone and avoid associating himself with others.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Only in the cross can man find a valid response to the anguishing question that arises from the experience of suffering. This answer has been given by God to man in the person of his Son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Fasting can be practiced in all forms anew as a sign of conversion, repentance and personal mortification, and at the same time as a sign of union with Christ crucified and of solidarity with the starving and suffering.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christian penance will not only be authentic if it is inspired by love and not by mere fear, if it consists in a serious effort to crucify the old man so that the new can be born by the power of Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Do not be afraid of the love that places clear demands on people. These demands, as you find them in the constant teaching of the Church, are precisely capable of making your love true love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Man cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of himself. A good Samaritan is the person capable of exactly such a gift, which manifests itself in the unselfish love and a total gift of self.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It is not possible to be a really prudent man, or an authentically just one, or a truly strong one, unless one also has the virtue of temperance. It can be said that this virtue indirectly conditions all other virtues.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that as we meditate upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in this day of battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Let us pray. For the intentions of the Holy Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Pope John Paul II, the great evangelizer, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, defender of the right to life, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, promoter of divine mercy, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, lover of the Holy Rosary and devotion to Mary, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, vicar of Christ, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.